Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is CJ Martis, and you're listening to the Angel Connection on Friday, February 10th. I want to welcome you all for this edition of my show entitled The Angels and Love. Hope everybody had a good week this last week, or at least survived it. I know that everybody has been communicating to me that the angel message was pretty right on for last week. I am happy to report that things will smooth out next week for us, so that's happy news. As I do every week, I'll start by sharing an inspiring story, because you know I like to dig that stuff up and share it with all of you. And of course, this week's most anticipated, I've heard, angel message after last week's. And then after discussion of our topic tonight, I'll open up the phones in the last part of the show. Remember, that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers each week, I'm really sorry if I can't get to everybody who calls in. Well, you know, this week's inspiring story, what am I doing here? It's been that kind of week, was very interesting because you know, I do have a tendency to gravitate toward these people who discover large sums of money and, you know, give it back to people who it belongs to. But there was this California business owner named Tejal, and he found $16,000 of cash at a local bank when he went in to do a deposit. Apparently, there was like a deposit drop, and whoever was there before him did it wrong. I'm not sure how they did that, but anyway, so he sees this stack of money and finds out it's like $16,000 cash. Now, I don't know about you, but that's kind of tempting amount of money for most people, you know, but he returned it. He said keeping the money was never an option because he didn't earn it. So I think that's wonderful that this man returned $16,000. One time I walked up to an ATM. I had there was 20 bucks that was kind of laying in there. I thought it was my lucky day. I think I'd probably pass out if it were $16,000, though. So that's my inspiring story. A man gives back over $10,000. So this week's angel message, here you go, guys. Dear ones, you're all on a journey to return to your inner source of light. We know you desire to connect to divine love in deeper ways as you become more aware of your vast potential. Being able to return to home in this way is ultimately the root of much of what you're seeking now. Yet what you seek is already inside you, even if it's hidden from view by the pain of your past experiences. It's time to stop hiding your light, divine children of the world. You are deeply significant, brilliant beyond imagination, and capable of so much love. The only limits in this world are created by fear, which muddies the waters and keeps you from seeing your own truth. Why do you hide your radiance from the world? The time of stepping fully into the light of your divinity is rapidly approaching now. Take time during these next couple weeks to really look at what keeps you shrinking real small or feeling insignificant in your world. What do you fear? Is it rejection or making others possibly uncomfortable? Do you fear failure? Perhaps you doubt your own wisdom or ability to make a difference in the world. Whatever those personal reasons are, making a list or acknowledging your fears will allow you to overcome them more easily, to see that they simply will just fade away. So invest some personal time to discover those reasons for yourself. Only you have the power to dissolve and release them more consciously this month. And realize that the fears are just energy that can be transmuted or transformed into something else. You seek to find your purpose in life or your reason for being here, but you cannot find the purpose without accepting yourself and surrendering to your own inner brilliance. How can you feel connection to the divine without opening and embracing your own powerful, loving radiance? You are love. You are powerful. You have purpose. Embrace the possibilities within yourself, not to be a perfect person in the world, but to allow for much deeper love and connection. Only from this deep place of knowing and loving your inner radiance can you have all the happiness you desire and truly deserve. We know you can reach for the possibilities in your life, and as always, we are here whenever you need a little help along the way. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Okay, so you hear that? We need to shine our lights this week. That is the message from the angels. And, you know, it was very interesting preparing for this week's show. You know, I was trying to think, what do I focus on? It's about Valentine's Day, and if that's the case, then what would I like to share with all of you? Love certainly is completely connected to the angels that I'm happy, bless my life every day. So I thought it would be a no-brainer, but it really wasn't. So I took some time, actually today, I usually have everything prepared ahead of time, to tune in to all of you out there. I saw some in relationships, some just single with the consumerism of the holiday in their face, reminding them that they don't have someone special to share it with. But you know me, I love the show, I love all of you. What would help the most? Would I talk about my relationship with my husband, that it's celebrating our 15th anniversary on this Valentine's Day? Or give you some gems of how we made it that far through the many trials in our life together? Of course, choosing any of those avenues would have probably given me more than enough, probably for 10 half-hour shows, as long-winded as I can get. But then it hit me. Why are relationships so pivotal in our lives? What do we search for, and why do we do it? I didn't want to just spout some stuff that we hear a lot of the time. Well, you can't really love someone else unless you love yourself. I know that one's kind of been overdone. And even though, you know, an aspect of that is true, I think it's important to know, what are we looking for outside ourselves? So I thought, this is perfect. This applies to anyone. Whether you have an existing relationship to celebrate this Valentine's Day or not. So I narrowed down the possibilities. You know, what does being loved by another represent to us as human beings? Came up with five core things. The first is validation. If someone loves us, then we must be worthy of it. The next one I came up with was connection to the divine. Well, in our lives, we feel separated, disconnected from source. So the love of another gives us this comfortable feeling of being home again, which is what they were talking about in the angel message, you know, going home, feeling connection. The third one I came up with was importance. Hey, if another person loves me, then I'm an important person with value. The fourth one's wholeness. Life challenges can create many holes inside of ourselves, wounds that we feel another person can fill up for us, so we might crave relationships for wholeness. And the fifth one I came up with, and I'm sure there's many, many other reasons, but I thought these really were the biggies, is retribution. Having another person in our lives to focus our attention on can somehow make up, maybe, for the things we feel guilty about in our past. And of course, all of these are subconscious things, but I think that it's important for us to see all of the facets of what really makes us want that wonderful partner or soulmate or twin flame, all the things I get questions about all the time. But of course, if we're validated by ourselves, trust our divine connection, feel we already have value, feel whole already, or forgive ourselves for the things we feel we didn't do very well, then we already have a deep sense of self-love. So essentially, our bucket is full of love that can be shared with others in a balanced way. If we don't have those qualities present within ourselves, those five I mentioned, well, this can really lead to dysfunctions in our relationship with others. This is because we're trying to make another person responsible for these very basic needs. And we do this all the time without realizing it. Well, then what happens if we make someone else, like a partner, responsible for that happiness? Then we become disappointed, upset, hurt, angry. If you look now at conflicts in your current or even previous relationships, you will see that most come from another person wanting validation or connection or importance, okay, but not getting it from the other person. So how do we come to a deeper self-love? Having said all of that, that kind of popped into my mind today, how can we come to deeper self-love so that we can have better relationships? Well, there are many ways, there are many things that we can take away from how much we love ourselves and contribute to poor relationships. But I found six things that are very important things to address inside each of us that will allow us to cross everything off of that five-thing list that I just mentioned. The first is acceptance of ourselves. It's important that we see, accept, and honor the whole package of who we are. We celebrate our strengths, but what about our weaknesses? That usually makes us all get a pit in our stomach, right? We need to own and appreciate our accomplishments while also pinpointing and being compassionate about our limitations. I don't know why I wanted to emphasize being compassionate toward ourselves, but I think it's we allow for a lot of people to have limitations in our lives, and we make excuses for their behavior sometimes, but how often are we compassionate about limitations? Hey, it's okay. I have a limitation. It's something I can work on. Well, we can't really move forward without the whole package. We're very willing to give this level of acceptance to others, but why not ourselves? So acceptance is key. The next is dealing with our self-dishonesty. And what I mean by this is, you know, we can have this even if we're a person of high integrity. You know, we do what we say what we mean, etc. But we often don't speak authentically because we're not really honest with ourselves about our feelings or our needs. Then in relationships, it's very easy to push ourselves aside completely because of another person, their needs, their wants. So it's important to know ourselves, be clear about what's going on inside of us, and to have boundaries so that we can be true to ourselves. The third one, personalizing the behavior of others. This one's kind of big, you know, because from the time we're children, we're taught to seek meaning about ourselves from the external world, right? So taking the behaviors of others is a natural course for us as we grow older. We readily can take on other people's issues as our own when their inner issues are simply not our responsibility. We often assume the other's behavior means that we are not valuable or good enough. How often do we do that, right? Somebody else is having a bad day, and then now I'm having a bad day. Okay, so 1 + 1 does not equal 2 in that case, actually. You know, we don't have to take that on. We don't have to take it personally. The next of the six, number 4, taking personal time. If we're constantly busy or don't take time for self-reflection, then it's very easy to get out of balance and confused. Instead of being clear and being able to deal with situations as they arise, we can become reactive and victimized. And how do we know what our needs are if we don't take time to check in on ourselves, the same way we might do with our children, our friends, our family? So we have to take that personal time. And I'm a super busy person, but I can squeeze that in there still. You have to make that happen. The fifth one is personal accountability. It's easy to want to hold another person accountable for their actions, but it can be a whole other story to own our own choices, our own actions. When we feel sad or guilty about something, it's just so easy to blame another person, isn't it? Rather than reflecting on what's really going deep inside us. You know, you hear me talk about triggers, things like that. And so, you know, we're human. We're going to get triggered. But the person that triggered us is actually our teacher, our happy person that we should be loving on, not, you know, trying to dump everything on another person. So being accountable is important. And the final thing on my list here is worrying. You know, it's natural to feel scared, worried, or overwhelmed, especially when we're trying to grow, maybe step out of our comfort zone into greater empowerment in our lives. How much do you worry about things you cannot control the outcome of? Frequently worrying about what could go wrong makes us see things that aren't there. It's unproductive, drains our energy, and actually makes the possibility of a negative outcome more likely. So each one of these essentials really affects our relationship in extremely deep ways. If we don't accept ourselves, then we feel unaccepted or rejected by others. If we don't know our own needs and have self-honesty, then we can say yes when we really mean no, pushing ourselves out of balance. If we personalize the emotions and behaviors of others, we stay reactive and triggered rather than centered, open, and clear. If we don't take time for self-reflection, we can get off our path quite easily, very easily. If we don't have healthy boundaries and fully own our individual experiences, then we cannot grow or move forward. If we're consumed with worry about what may happen, we can convince ourselves of things that are not real and essentially create whatever we are most fearful of. I can tell you that this information is pretty true because I wouldn't be able to keep growing in my relationship with my husband without addressing each of these within myself. And I think that any relationship out there, you know, it requires that two people own, you know, and deal with their own issues. and communication is important. But if you look at each of these things, if you're consumed by all those things, how are you going to communicate anything real other than you may be angry and I'm mad at you and da 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 da, right? And you know, we can't avoid that all the time. Things do blow up. We do have conflict. But it's okay. In any relationship, even the most important relationship with oneself takes work to grow and deepen over time. So I want everyone to keep these things in mind this upcoming Valentine's Day. You know, whether you're curled up with a significant other or maybe make the choice to curl up with yourself with a good movie, good book, it's a good time to celebrate the divine love inside of you. Of course, the angels are there, you know, to celebrate our divine love inside us every day, not just during my show. So, you know, Valentine's Day is a day that we celebrate love. So, but I want to turn it into a day that we don't always, not necessarily, I'm celebrating my love with my husband, but let's just celebrate love inside us. We're good people. We're compassionate. We have love inside ourselves. So let's give ourselves some of that love this week. And celebrate Valentine's Day in a new way, right? So all of those things help us to be able to love ourselves more deeply. All of those things help us come to authenticity of who we really are. Just like the angels saying, you know, the light of our divinity is rapidly approaching now. I really like that. The light of our divinity is rapidly approaching now. So, okay. Well, as I promised, I'm going to open up to some callers here before we have to end the show, which happens all far too rapidly. So I'd like to welcome Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn, you're on the Angel Connection. Hello.
Hello. I didn't expect to get on. It's so good to hear you, CJ.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. What can I do for you on this love show that we're doing here?
Well, I could just use a little angelic advice. I had my heart broken in August, and I'm got knocked off center. And I thought I'd been working past a lot of these issues, and you hit the nail on the head. All those thoughts were things I've been working with. But my heart is still not opening back up.
Okay. So this happened to you in August, right, sweetie?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was rather unexpected.
Extremely. My mentor, spiritual mentor of 13 years, and my boyfriend got into some kind of energy. I still don't know exactly what happened, but I knew something crazy was going on.
Well, you know, and we have to laugh about it, right? Because the energy lately has been so crazy that everything's getting shook up and everybody's going, oh, my gosh, you know, can things just level out? And so at least next week's going to be a little more peaceful for us. But
he kicked me out of my spiritual community, and so then I was just sort of left going, you know, WTF, so.
Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about this, because the angels really want you to know that all of this that has happened, and even though, I mean, you're going to have extremely, you know, extreme wounds about this, about relationships ending, being kicked out of a spiritual community. That's kind of like the ultimate rejection, but they really don't want you to look at it this way. For whatever reason, you really were done with the particular spiritual community, and I know it's forcing you to get out of your comfort zone. But I see a new, you know, community, a new group to connect with, moving you way beyond where you would have with the other group. There's nothing wrong with the spiritual group or spiritual community that you were in. I just want to say that. But, you know, this for you is one door closing and another opening. And the other thing that you have to keep in mind, too, is this just happened in August, so you're still trying to heal, right?
Yes.
And so sometimes we. I understand that impatience, sweetie, and you know, it's easy to say, you know, just be with your process, allow yourself that time. But there are times that we're like, come on, get on with it. You know, I do that to myself sometimes too. But everything really is just as it should be. And so whatever healing you need, you got to give it to yourself. You have to give yourself the time. You're not going backwards. The angels say you're going forward. So I think it's just about, at this point, healing and surrendering for you. And then when that process is complete, I see you open wide again when you're ready. And I see you creating new connections that will absolutely fill you up, absolutely. But you just gotta have to trust the process right now and give yourself what you need, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Because you really didn't do anything wrong at all. Nothing, you know, and I know that part of you is trying to figure that out. If you did something in particularly in this that created all
I
of that.
Well, you know, I definitely believe in mirrors, and I'm definitely mm-hmm. seeing that it's mirroring to me
absolutely
some core issues on the inside from my childhood, et cetera, that I thought I had dealt with, but it's like it's a whole new level.
You're right, and I want to say this to to everybody out there too, is that often when we get to resolution on certain things, or at least to that point of resolution, and they come back up around, we feel like we're kind of going backwards, but we're actually just going deeper. And so this represents the root of those issues. In other words, the other work you did got you down to there, and then when you're ready, this all happens. So now you'll get to the root of it, and you'll be able to resolve it.
Okay.
All right, dear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Much love to you this week. And thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Monique is next. Welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hi. Thank you.
And how can I help?
I'm just not sure where life is going.
Okay. So do you feel like you're kind of at a crossroads right now? Not quite sure where things are going?
Just not sure where things are going.
Okay. Well, what the angels say about this, Monique, is that sometimes we have a preparatory time period, okay, or where things kind of open up, and so you're kind of getting these pathways open up, and it's okay to not quite know where you're going right now because everything's just kind of trying to gel, okay? So what they want you to focus on is some of the things we've been talking about tonight, too, is realizing that you have a purpose. And I see things getting a very clear direction around summertime. Where the answers that you're looking for, your energy kind of feels like it's like, oh my goodness, you know, I don't know where to go, I don't know what's going on, you know, and I just think that you're kind of in that transition process, dear, where you're getting ready to move into those next set of lessons. So don't worry about it. I think everything will line up perfectly, and then you'll be going great guns forward. So just enjoy the time when things are, I guess, a little more still for you.
Yeah. Yes, times are hard.
Because you're very intuitive, and you'll get the right message at the right time. No worries.
Okay.
All right, dear. Well, thank you so much for calling the Angel Connection.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, looks like I got time for one more caller. Randy, you're on the Angel Connection with CJ.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
I'm doing lovely, dear. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just looking for some general guidance around relationship issues. I'm having a hard time right now discerning between, like, what's really happening and some old issues that are coming up, and I'm having a hard time trusting and knowing whether it's okay to trust or is it not okay? Like, is it my old issue that's just coming up that's freaking me? So I'm just looking for some...
Well, and you know, your angels that are around you right now, actually, you have several, and they're really, I think, trying to help initiate a, you know, a healing healing process for you. And I think it's good that you recognize that some things, as we've been talking about on the show tonight, you know, some things in relationships, obviously, you know, we have, when we're triggered, obviously there's an underlying issue, and I think it's very good to look at those things. But what the angels say is that you have, because of past experiences, such a difficult time trusting yourself, trusting that inner knowing. And so when you're not centered, when you don't have that kind of sense of, for you, wholeness is really important. Feeling whole, feeling complete. And so relationships kind of challenge you because it kind of brings up some of these issues that you're trying to heal. So in that way, they're great, right? Even if conflicts occur, I keep trying to tell everybody that's really actually a good thing. Why? Because it's making you mindful of issues that you have. And the angels say that if you spend more time really giving yourself what you need, meeting those needs, and spend, especially the next couple of months, really focusing on loving, trusting, knowing that divine connection, the things actually in this show. I won't reiterate everything, but that trust will come, okay? But it's really because you don't trust yourself. You're very hard on yourself, Randy, and the angels are trying to help you lighten up a little bit on that, too.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, because everything's just an experience, and I see you really trying to learn from your experiences right now. You know, see what you need to see. Sometimes it's difficult to look at ourselves, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's much easier to create illusions about other people being untrustworthy when we're kind of dealing with that issue.
But you will
get through this, but work on the trusting yourself, loving yourself, dear, and once you can get to a better place with yourself, you'll be able to know for sure about that trust to others.
Okay, makes sense. Thank you.
You're so welcome, dear. I'm so glad you called in. Thank you.
I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Me too. You have a great week, Randy.
Thanks. You too, CJ. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, we had some wonderful callers this evening, and I'm excited about this topic this week, you know, and I'm excited, of course, to have spent the time with you guys. So, looks like that's about all we have time for this evening. Always goes by so quick. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show, All Things Angelic, with myself, CJ Martis. I'm going to miss you all next week because I'm not doing the show. I'm taking that week off to celebrate my 15th wedding anniversary. Can you believe it? I never really thought I'd have a relationship that long, honestly, so I know you all can work on those relationships too. We'll be rebroadcasting the debut show for anyone who may have missed it next Friday, February 17th. So spread the word about the Angel Connection Show. If you feel anyone would benefit from what I have to say each week, please do so. Until next week, till then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so you can become an angel to others. Take care and many blessings for the next couple weeks.